American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A court order halting the Trump administration's plans to pull all but a fraction of USAID staffers off the job worldwide will stay in place for at least another week. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, ordered the extension after a nearly three-hour hearing today. Much of it focused on how employees were affected by the abrupt moves to put thousands of workers on leave and freeze foreign aid funding. In other legal news, a federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order intended to prohibit gender manipulation procedures for minors. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Judge Brendan Herson in Baltimore, Maryland, has blocked the president's executive order, which says federally run insurance programs cannot cover gender transitioning hormones, puberty blockers, or surgery for minors. Attorneys for families of transgender children say the president's order is unconstitutional because, among other things, it tries to withhold funds already authorized by Congress. Judge Herson, a Biden appointee, said in his ruling, it seems the president's order is trying to deny this population exists. The president has argued that what's been happening amounts to medical professionals maiming and sterilizing children.
President Trump welcomed Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the White House hours after he unveiled a roadmap for reciprocal tariffs on every country that puts duties on U.S. imports, his latest trade salvo the White House says will strengthen economic and national security. Trump has labeled India as a very big abuser on trade. The Trump administration insists that the new tariffs would level the playing field between U.S. manufacturers and foreign competitors. The EPA chief is putting the brakes on the Biden-Harris's radical climate change agenda. In a video posted on X, Administrator Lee Zeldin said the EPA would revoke contracts for a still-emerging green bank that is set to fund tens of thousands of projects. The program approved under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act is formerly known as the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. There's been discussion about religious-affiliated organizations aiding illegal immigration and human trafficking. Last week, President Trump issued a memo that directs officials to examine funding given to non-governmental organizations. Leif LeMahieu of the Daily Wire stopped by Jenna Ellis in the morning. He said Catholic charity groups have been getting money to house illegal aliens. And so has a large U.S. city.
On Monday, Elon Musk and his team with the Department of Government Efficiency found out that FEMA had, counter to Trump's executive orders, had spent $59 million to house illegal migrants in luxury New York City hotels. And that money has now been clawed back. But that's part of the battle that's going on here.
He also said that in New York, law enforcement cannot check the identity of illegal aliens. But in Tennessee, it's different, as law enforcement can report illegal aliens. An Indiana pro-family activist says the state legislature is embracing the idea that nearly three dozen Illinois counties want to become part of the Hoosier state. AFN's Chad Groening explains.
Indiana lawmakers are reportedly looking into a proposal to absorb parts of Illinois after multiple counties in that state voted to secede. A bill has been introduced in the Indiana legislature to create a, quote, Indiana-Illinois Boundary Adjustment Commission, with the goal of embracing Illinois counties, quote, that want to join low-tax, low-cost Indiana. In fact, 33 counties have apparently signaled that they want to leave the state. But in order to pull it off, the Illinois legislature would also have to approve the move, which is highly unlikely. Micah Clark is executive director of the American Family Association of Indiana.
There's been this rivalry between Illinois and Indiana for some time over business and taxes, and we each run different billboards in our state. Indiana runs billboards in Illinois saying we have lower taxes here, lower cost of living, especially up around Chicago. And there's been a lot of people who've left Illinois and come to Indiana. So this has been something that's been going on for quite some time.
And Clark says Southern Illinois in particular is a lot like Indiana.
It's politically much more red. Chicago's very liberal, kind of runs the state. There's a lot of people in Illinois who think we're a lot more like Indiana, farming country, conservative values, and they're tired of the way Illinois is run by liberals. So I think there is a strong desire for people in Illinois in those areas want to move here or want to have our state lines redrawn.
See more news at AFN.net.